Addressing news conference in Khartoum last night, Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok said the appointment of civilian governors completes the structure of Sudan's transitional government.
The appointment of civilian governors at this crucial time is a real beginning of change in the states. We've been talking for the last 10 months that there is no change in the states. This is the beginning. I want to appeal to all our forces for freedom and change to collaborate with the newly appointed governors so that they are able to achieve real change in the states.
Hamdok says he held lengthy discussions with different political forces in the country before naming the governors, which include two women. Professor Amal Muhammad Izzeddin Osman was appointed governor of Northern State and Amna Ahmed Al-Mekki, the governor of River Nile State.
We've put a lot of efforts at the executive body in consultation with the forces for freedom and change to create a situation where women are allowed to be appointed as governors to preserve the balance with regard to women participation and make their participation greatly satisfactory.
Sam Imbrator, a resident of Al Janina town of West Darfur State, welcomes the move to appoint female governors, but says in Arabic via WhatsApp that the five governors of war-torn Darfur region have an uphill battle ahead of them.
There is an issue of social peace, peaceful coexistence, and rebuilding social fabric among different communities across Darfur states. So as citizens of Darfur, we welcome the appointment of civilian governors so much.
Muwadda Al-Mubarak, a resident of Khartoum's Sahafa neighborhood, calls the appointment of two female governors a good start toward achieving political reforms in Sudan.
Women are starting to contribute in governance, and to be capable to participate in such a big and huge deal, I would say it's like a good, very good start. So I'm very satisfied and happy with it.
It is not clear when the newly appointed governors will be sworn in. Sudanese states have been ruled by caretaker military generals since April last year. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.